is Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy, I was reading this week something that just boggled my mind. Evidently, at the 2012 London Olympics, they're talking about selecting a security vendor, an IT security vendor, not in terms of who has the best offering, but if they're a major sponsor. Is that true? Did I read that correctly?
Well, according to IT Pro in the UK, the speech that Derek Wyatt, MP, gave said that their hands are tied, the UK government's hands are tied when it comes to security technology, and that they're choosing security vendors not based upon the capability to provide adequate service, but on whether or not they're sponsoring the Olympics.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's got to make the average user that doesn't really know a lot about security feel really good to know that this government can't make as good a security decision as that user can.
Yeah. Boy, what does that say to someone who's going to be at the Olympics in London? I mean, what are the potential problems with having a poor selection? I mean, I would imagine, first of all, that if a corporation is large enough that they can afford to sponsor the event, it may not be an organization that can't provide good security. I would assume that it would probably be in a position to provide good security, but am I wrong?
Well, they'll be in a good position to provide some level of security, but, I mean, we've seen how Microsoft's antivirus solution is doing in testing, and, you know, they've got a lot of money, and they've got a lot of really smart people, and they're not doing as well as a bunch of really small antivirus companies, so, I mean, they're not useless, but size doesn't mean that it's good quality.
Right, that's a good point. That's a very good point. So what are some of the potential problems as a result? What might we see at the Olympics, or if you're attending, what should you be concerned about?
Well, I mean, this really bans the entire range of security, everything from physical security to digital security. If you don't have a top-notch security company watching after your computer networks, and networks getting hacked are quite possible. If you'll remember back at the beginning of the year, there was the Super Bowl website for the Miami Dolphins that got hacked and malicious code was up there.
That's
so
right.
It could be something as relatively harmless as the Olympics website getting hacked into and malicious code being put up there.
Mm-hmm.
They're also talking about how good is the security going to be physically in terms of terrorist attacks and other security, physical security problems?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty significant issue, and I'm a little surprised that that there would be where the Olympics committee wouldn't at least consider this an issue and maybe look at the best possible supplier as opposed to the one that can sponsor it. Obviously, these days, sponsorship is everything. You know, I was reading in your blog something that to change subject for a moment that really caught my attention, and that's the blog spam bots. Tell me a little bit about blog spam bots.
Well, we're pretty familiar nowadays with botnets. They're used to do all kinds of stuff, including sending spam out to our inboxes, but some of them are used to send spam to blogs. So we've got the ESET blog at ESET.com in the Threat Center, and we get a ton of spam sent to those blogs. None of it gets posted, but it comes in excess of 100 a day on many days. So first we decided to use a CAPTCHA, those little squiggly boxes with letters in them that you're supposed to type in.
Right.
So you couldn't enter a blog comment unless you entered that CAPTCHA. And the idea is that the CAPTCHAs are supposed to be fairly easy for humans to solve, but very, very hard for computers to solve. So we implemented that, and the spam kept on coming. So I thought, I'd been reading about programmatic attempts to defeat CAPTCHAs and that they were getting pretty successful. So the idea that the computers couldn't solve it didn't last long. People had figured out how to solve those with computer programs. So I went to a different kind of CAPTCHA. It's what we call a challenge. And that's where instead of typing in random letters that you see, you have to answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
So I put up a fairly easy question, and the spam kept coming. And at that point, I thought, you know, what if it isn't that the computer is, the bot is solving this stuff with software? What if there's a hole in the process? What if it's coming from somewhere else? So I put up the question, 7 divided by 0, which of course doesn't really have an answer. Division by 0 is impossible.
Right.
But I specified the answer as this, I don't know, 40 or 50 character random string, and the spam kept coming in. Hmm. And so immediately I knew no one is solving these captchas or getting this stuff around. And it turns out what it really is it's not comments, it's what's called trackbacks, which is kind of another way to leave a comment, but it's not your normal comment.
How does that work?
Well, the trackbacks are an automated system to kind of link together blog articles that should be on like subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But spammers have exploited it. Obviously, the blog comments I have nothing to do with fast cars or women or medicine, you know. We're just going to disable the trackbacks on our blog. We haven't ever had any, well, I shouldn't say any, but we've had very, very few trackbacks that were worthwhile. None of them that have gotten approved. They've been more worthwhile for me to see who's linking to our blog. So it's one of those nuisances. There is one other possibility, too, besides trackbacks, and that's there are companies out there that are paying humans to go ahead and solve the captchas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, some of these places advertise like 98% accurate in terms of solving the captchas automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with the other 2%? Well, you hire people in countries that get very, very low wages. And, you know, one site I'm looking at, like, get paid for solving captchas. Easy work, no learning needed, no investment needed, weekly payout, work from home, work when you want, flexible working hours. You know, join as a worker. So I signed up to be a worker, and it'll be interesting to see if I get a response from them. I looked at their terms of service, and the terms of service were, we'll be starting service in April 2007. Check back.
Great. Well, what does this mean for the blogging community down the road? Is this going to be just a nuisance, or is there any sort of danger to this?
Well, there are a variety of tools that have proven pretty effective in dramatically reducing or, for some people, eliminating spam. So pretty much for the blogging community, it means they either have to use a managed service that takes care of that, like Blogger.com. They manage a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have to keep up with the technologies because, I mean, the bad guys are just trying to get cheap advertising out wherever they can, and they don't even care how irrelevant it is or how badly it works, as long as they can get enough out to keep the money coming in.
Right. Wow. Yet again, one of the examples of how if you want to get around the system and you want to affect havoc in even the newest of technologies, there's always a way you can find to do that. Well, I assume that if people want to ask you additional questions on this subject, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Thanks, Randy. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.